take a look at physical fitness, maybe deal a little bit with weight loss and using some exercise to help you in that task today with Dustin Maher, one of our leading personal trainers in the Madison area. He works out of Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison. Before we visit with him, just want to remind you that this Thursday, we'll be broadcasting live at the Peninsula Players Theater in Door County, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be up there. Renee and Emily are going to come along with me, and we'll be having a great time, and I hope you can make it. If you're in the Door County area, please stop by the Peninsula Players Theater. Come by early, a little early, and we can sit and chat a bit. If you're in the Oshkosh, Appleton, or Green Bay areas, we have a shuttle bus that we're running people to the event. So that's, that's looking for the ticket. Oh, here it is. The phone number for tickets on that is 920-465-2502. That's 920-465-2502. We'll be talking with Dean Vollenberg, who is the Door County Ag Agent from Sturgeon Bay, and a grower, a cherry grower, Bob Lautenbach, and we'll talk about the cherry business at 11, and then about 11:45 we'll talk more about the culture, the history, and natural beauty of Door County with Paul Burton and Francis Burton, and so from Ephraim, Wisconsin, up in Door County. So we're really looking forward to a great show, and after the show, it's off for some fish boil, Door County fish boil. We'll be doing that. You can join that, too, if you want. So that's this Thursday. If you're in Door County, I hope you will stop by and say hi and sit in on the program. Well, physical fitness is the topic now with Dustin Maher, and he's creator of FitFun Boot Camps. He's an ACE certified personal trainer. He's got his bachelor's degree in kinesiology exercise science from the UW-Madison. And we've had him on a few times now to talk about a variety of things relating to physical fitness. Weight loss is one of the things we can zero in a little bit on today with him. But certainly if you have questions, I know we talked about injuries in the past too. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, the number is 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call. Dustin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You're off your crutches.
I am. I'm feeling a lot better now and way ahead of schedule, so I'm looking forward to a full recovery.
What about this whole business of exercise and weight loss? How do you approach that with someone who is overweight, wants to lose weight, and wants to exercise?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, you got to take it slow, especially if you are very out of shape. You don't want to jump into things too quickly. But as you progress, you definitely want to go into more intense things. I see so many people sticking with very low intensity things because it's very easy to do. It feels not hard. But, you know, in general, those not hard things won't give you the results you're looking for. So I always encourage people to resistance train, weight train, because muscle does burn calories. And it also is a great way to burn calories during the workout, not only during, but after the workout as well. So weight training has to be a component of it. Also, especially weight training is good for sustaining your weight loss. You can definitely just lose weight doing cardio and dieting, but to keep the weight off, you'll have a much higher chance of doing that if you do weight training. And then cardiovascular training as well, and really working at getting that heart rate very high for shorter periods of time. I know I've talked about in the past about burst training or interval training. I'm a huge fan of it. And that simply means doing high-intensity exercise for a short duration and then resting for a while, bringing the heart rate back down, and then bringing it back up. That way it's a lot more efficient. You're getting a better workout in a shorter amount of time.
And let's go back to the weight training itself. Why does weight training help you maintain your loss of weight once you lose?
Yeah, the problem with dieting and cardio is that when you are losing weight, you're not just losing fat weight, you're losing water weight, but you're also losing muscle weight. So I see it all the time. I call it the skinny fat person. It's the person who looks great in jeans and clothes and stuff. Maybe they're size 4, maybe size 6, but they come to me because they say they're all flabby. And the reason is they've destroyed all their muscle, and all they have left is some fat and bone. And it doesn't look too attractive, and it doesn't feel very good either. So, and because they've lost so much muscle, there's not much going on metabolically. So I like to take the extreme examples of bodybuilders, because They're kind of the extreme muscle example. And those guys, to maintain their current muscle mass, we'll take the extreme example, the big guys who are probably doing steroids, they have to consume 6,000 to 8,000 calories a day just to maintain what they have.
Huh.
If they, say, eat 5,000 calories, they'll start to lose weight, lose fat. And now that's the extreme example, so obviously we're not going to be bodybuilders, but putting on a little bit of muscle will definitely make a big difference in the long run.
And we'll talk a little bit more about how to do that and ways to go to approach that. But let's take some calls, too. By the way, if you want to join in, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890. And let's go to Allison in Madison first here. Allison, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband is, overweight, probably maybe 20 to 30 pounds overweight, and he has had two ACL surgeries. So his knees are pretty bad, and he's interested in working out, and every time he starts working out, you know, he goes a few times, and then his knees just start bothering him a lot. And I was wondering if you could recommend any exercises for someone who's having, like, significant knee issues or a lot of pain in that area.
Yeah, well, I definitely have had my fair share of knee issues as well. First of all, he can always work out upper body-wise. That's a given. So, you know, I would say probably 40% of your muscle mass is upper body. We hold a little bit more in our legs, but definitely, you know, can work the upper body as much as he wants to. Things like squats and lunges, you know, probably not going down as far. The range of motion should be decreased, the weights used. And if that still bothers it, he might have to go to more of like a stationary bike. Of course, water should be great. So he could do things like running in place in the water, things that are going to be lower impact. Balancing activities could possibly be good. You'd have to try it out, but you know, even things like yoga, things that require a lot of balance could increase the stability of the knee joint itself, but he would just have to try that to see how it feels.
And what about the upper body exercise? What would you recommend for?
I mean, the standard, you know, push-ups, bench presses, shoulder presses, pull-ups, lat pull-downs, some sort of rowing activity. You know, those all hit the big muscle groups and will definitely increase your metabolism and at least build the upper body up.
While at the same time not putting the stress on the knees.
Exactly.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Allison, for calling. Joe in Wausau, we'll give you a chance next. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Well, I am 22 years old, and I now have a desk job for about somewhere between 40 to 60 hours a week. And I've noticed over the past 8 months of working this job that I'm starting to get some, like, cottage cheese on my stomach and my chest is starting to droop. And, well, I'm becoming unattractive. And I don't have a lot of time to get to the gym or do any workouts, but I do have a lot of spare time in my office with nothing to do. So I was wondering if you knew of any, like, office-type workout tapes or exercises that I could do to keep my body in shape that I could do in an office that wouldn't get me all sweaty or
fired.
Maybe unpresentable.
Do you have access to dumbbells? Could you bring them along into your office?
I could.
Okay. Well, the one problem you said was not to get sweaty. Any good exercise will probably get you sweaty. That's the only thing. But you know, I don't necessarily have any recommendations for videos and stuff that I know of. You could check out my YouTube site. Just search Dustin Maher Fitness on YouTube, and I've got about 20 to 25 bodyweight exercises and dumbbell exercises that you could do in your office. That's an option. But again, you know, some of them might get you sweaty. What you could do is do an exercise for like a minute or like 30 seconds to a minute and just rest for a while afterwards. And just doing 1 minute should not get you sweaty too bad. So I would break up those chunks instead of doing, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 minutes straight. Maybe do 1 minute exercises. Mm-hmm. And you can check up all those on the YouTube site.
Oh, all right. I don't have to be doing things like running or using big machines to keep myself fit or anything like that.
No, I mean, I definitely do recommend doing some sort of, you know, running or interval training at some point. But you know, the resistance training will go a long way just in itself. And you can do that in a small area. Sometimes I work out just in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you for calling. And Jake in Oshkosh, on to you now. Hi, Jake.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I am wondering if there are any benefits and what the differences are between machine-based resistance training and free weight resistance training.
It's a great question. So there's pros and cons to each of them. Machines are going to be simpler to use in general, and some argue that they're safer because you can only push them in one plane of motion for the most part. So there's less instability that can go on. Also, you can use heavier weights because, again, you don't have to use stability. But in my opinion, when I'm training someone, I've shied away from basically all machines. There's some that are actually ergonomically bad and dangerous for you. For example, I would never, ever, ever do a leg extension machine. And I would not do, I'm not a big fan of the leg press machines where you can load up a bunch of plates on each side and act all macho and do those. That puts a lot of pressure on your lower back. Those are two that I would definitely stay away from. But free weights will definitely improve, I call it functional training. You may have heard that term before, but functionally meaning that it'll improve everything in your everyday life. And dumbbells definitely do that and body weight exercise because there's more instability. You know, we don't live our lives pushing in one plane of motion. We've got multiple planes of motion that we use. So dumbbells are going to be, sure, they're going to be possibly a little bit more dangerous, but if you're doing it correctly, there shouldn't be any problems. And I would say I use them at least 80 to 90% in the workout. So definitely focus on dumbbells.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Dustin Maher, our guest today, personal trainer. He works at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison. He trains clients and teaches classes in fitness and especially with mothers. Works with mothers a lot and core training. So pleased to have him with us. He'll be here till 12:30 on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking about physical fitness now on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, my guest today, Dustin Maher, personal trainer, works out of Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison, has a great website, DustinMaherFitness.com. I would invite you to take a look at that, DustinMaherFitness.com. Lots of good information to help you out with weight loss and getting physically fit. And in the meantime, he's also here to answer your questions. And I know we have questions about jiu-jitsu. We've got questions about metabolism. And I know you might have a question for us, too. So join in. Here's the number to call. If you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Anywhere else, toll free at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Back after the news. Talking physical fitness now with Dustin Maher, a personal trainer at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison, and he's the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps. He's an ACE-certified personal trainer. He's received his bachelor's in kinesiology exercise science at UW-Madison. Really happy to have him along. And, Dustin, let's talk for a minute about those boot camps that you've got. You call them Fit Fun Boot Camps.
They are actually fun, I promise you. We have a lot of people say that they're shocked they're actually working out and having a good time doing it. But we work out at parks right now. We'll probably go indoors for the winter months. But right now we just work out. We got five local parks in the Madison and surrounding areas. And there's usually between 8 and 20 people in them. And we have weights, we have ladders, we have hurdles, we have picnic tables, we use hills, trees, playgrounds, whatever we can find, we work with. And it's very functional, and it's challenging, but at the same time, it can accommodate pretty much any fitness level.
Okay. And to find out more about that, your website's probably the best.
Huh? Yeah, I got my other website, madisonbootcamps.com. Mm. And also, I've got a free report for anybody who's interested. You just go to the website and put your name and email in. And I've got a 6-day e-course on how to get in the best shape of your life. So,
and that's at
Madison Boot Camps with an S.
Okay.
.com.
MadisonBootCamps.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe talk some more about that. Jennifer, though, in Madison has a question for you. So let's go to Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi. My question pertains to metabolism and whether it's true or false if it changes when you get older. I used to be in such good shape. I don't do anything different. I'm still as physical as I used to be, but I have a lot more, like the last person said, or a couple people before, cottage cheese than I used to.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it definitely does slow down slightly, but Americans in general, we accelerate that process by not doing some sort of resistance training. You know, I mentioned this last time I spoke, but, you know, before we were, you know, plowing the fields and being very active, you know, manual labor, but now we don't have to do that as much. So every decade, a person loses about 5 to 8 pounds of muscle every decade. So unless you are resistance training. So a lot of people, yeah, you're going to naturally lose muscle mass as you get older. And even if you are weight training, I would say it probably does slow down a little bit. You know, certainly it's harder to be in phenomenal shape at the age of 50 than 20. But it's still definitely, you know, pretty doable.
Well, I do. I mean, I do actually manual labor for a living, too. I mean, that's okay. The thing. I don't sit behind a desk and whatever. And I try to eat healthy. You know, I don't all the time. But,
yeah.
I don't know. It just seems...
Yeah, it's definitely more challenging. What I've also found is you have to eat healthier and healthier as mm-hmm. you get older, because the room for error, I guess you could say, is less and less.
Okay.
So, you know, if it is very manual, you know, if you are staying strong, doing your job, you know, you probably don't need resistance training, but that could be something you could add to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. I just went to your website, madisonbootcamps.com, and I see one of your headlines is how to lose up to 13 pounds and 3 inches off your waist.
Yes, it used to be 10 pounds, but we had a woman lose 13 pounds in 6 weeks, so I had to change it.
And 3 inches off your waist in 6 weeks at a local park.
Exactly, for $11 a class, so you can't beat the personal training instruction you get.
Jeff in Waukesha, it's your turn now. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello to both of you.
Hello.
I'm turning 36 this year, and since I've been in my early 20s, I've had torn rotator cuff, knee surgery, back problems, arthritis, just about everything, it seems like. And since November, I've been taking jiu-jitsu in Waukesha, and in that short span, I've completely turned around. I'm just, I don't know if it's my tolerance level, the muscle strength, everything, but I just feel so much better. And I see people from men, women, all ages, kids to 50s, 60s. I just see such big improvements in the short term, or in this since November. And I was wondering your guest's opinion on it's a hands-on-hand sport where it's called the gentle art, but there's still a lot of physical activity. Where it's not just punching in the air, it's actual physical contact of pushing and pulling more so than, I should say, like punching or kicking.
Striking, yeah, rather than...
Yeah, I mean, I think things like jiu-jitsu, boxing, wrestling are definitely very beneficial because you're continually moving, your heart rate's up, you're sweating, you are doing resistance training, even though you're not necessarily lifting weights. You're pushing your body or other people's bodies around, and you're doing it in such a way that it's multi-planar, so we're not using machines. So you're getting a total body workout, and certainly it's going to, you know, build strength and increase your stamina, increase your energy. So I think those types of activities are definitely great.
Works for you, Jeff. You ought to keep at it.
Thank you much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Tyler in Oshkosh, your turn now. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
All right. I just have a quick question. It's probably kind of a weird one. I was wondering what your guest's opinion on the use of video games like Dance Dance Revolution are for working out. And, you know, what kind of, like, recommended workout you do, like, on a daily basis for something like that, because it keeps track of your calories based on your weight. And so I was wondering, you know, like, should I do 400, 600, 800 a day, something like that? And that's all I got.
Yeah, DDR is a great game, especially as you get better at it. You can go to higher levels and faster footwork. You know, I'm not a big fan of calorie counters. I don't necessarily know exactly how DDR does it, but in general, I hate when people just look at the machines and say, I burned 400 calories or I burned 600 calories, because I don't think it's necessarily very accurate. And I don't think that you're looking, because a lot of people will say, oh, I exercised and I burned 300 calories, so now I can eat, you know, this ice cream cone. It's all about those calories that they burn so that they can do something else. So what I would say is any exercise game you do, you know, try to get that heart rate up extremely high, and go by more perceived exertion. So rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 and try to stick with, you know, above a 7. You know, if you're in the 5 to 6 range, which is because, you know, you could talk pretty easily. You're not really out of breath at all. It's probably not difficult enough. But if you are, you know, starting to breathe heavily, starting to sweat, I think it definitely can be a great workout. And something like that, you know, I would say at least 3 times a week for 30 minutes.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Kate in Green Bay, on to you. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am an avid exerciser, and I do a lot of weight resistance, including the use of free weights. But I do have a couple of machines that I use, and one of them is the leg press, which I recently heard was something that is probably not such a great thing. So I'm looking for ideas, alternatives for both leg press and the leg extension. I do lunges. I hate squats, so I avoid them like the plague. But what are those non-machine exercises that would substitute a leg press and a leg extension?
Yeah, great question. So basically, with those two machines, we're working the glutes and the quads. So
right.
you've got the lunges already, so that's a great one. Step-ups onto a bench or a chair is another good one you can do. You can start out without weights if you want, and you can go to holding dumbbells.
Right.
You know, you don't like squats was what I was going to say, but what you could do is called a ball wall squat. And what you do is you put a stability ball on your back and put up against the wall and then squat
down. I know what you're talking about. Uh-huh.
So that, you know, maybe you'll enjoy that one a little bit more than a standard squat.
Sure.
Other than that, those are the big movements. Deadlifts for hamstrings and glutes.
Yeah.
So that won't really hit quads, but that'll hit the backside pretty well. And then single leg squats is another option. And that one basically is kind of like a step up, but you put your one foot up on the bench or chair, and then you slowly lower your off leg all the way down to the ground, just touch it, and then press back up. And you do as much work as you can with the top leg that's up.
Oh, that one sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Try that one. Just kind of sit back like you're sitting on a toilet, basically, keeping the weight on your heel.
Okay.
And that's a great body weight exercise that anybody can do. That's extremely difficult, that you don't need any weights for and just need a chair at home.
Oh, I love it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Run through that once more.
Which one? The squat, single leg squat. So step onto a bench if you're at a gym, or like a piano table, you know, piano bench if it's stable, or a chair, and you put one leg up. So you're standing up, you're balancing on one leg, and then you slowly lower your body down to the ground. So say your right leg is on the bench. You slowly lower your left leg down, and then you just maybe tap your toe depending on how high the chair is, and then you push back up using that right leg that's on the bench. Do it nice and slow under control. The goal ultimately is to be able to get your butt at your knee level and then come back up without touching your other leg to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Tom and Tomahawk, your turn. Hi, Tom.
Hi. One of my problems, and I've been an avid weight resistance exerciser, anaerobic, is how much to do. I was working out at a fitness center one time, and the trainer there said, "You've been here for 3 hours." And I said, "Well, I did 4 different shoulder exercises and, you know, lats and lower back and upper back and all that stuff." And he said, "Wow. You know, he gave me then a basic workout, but now I understand if you keep doing the same basic workout, you're not doing yourself a lot of good. So what I want to know is, do you have information on a basic workout that's good and you don't have to be in the gym for 4 hours and do 12 different kinds of exercises for each muscle?"
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a typical 1970 or 1980s, even today, bodybuilding routine that is just overkill and just, you know, I don't know, just tears the body up and doesn't really, you know, in the long run, it's not good. So my philosophy on weight training is 30 minutes up to 60 minutes at tops. And really, it, you know, if you start to cut back, you know, do some of the workouts you had been doing, but just cut back. Instead of doing 4 shoulder exercises, just do 1. you know, instead of doing three different types of pull downs, just do one for 2 to 3 sets. And you'll be amazed that you won't see probably any difference in your changes. So, and then you always do want to mix it up. So mix up the exercises. Maybe some days do 15 reps, some days do 6 reps, some days do 2 sets, some days do 4 sets. But try to pick between 8 and 10 exercises that hit every large muscle group. And it sounds like you know those exercises to get a total body workout. I would say 3 times a week. For 45 minutes, yeah. Total body each time, and get in and out, and you'll be, and don't rest very long in between sets.
Right.
I do
right.
something and, called like supersetting, where you go from like an upper body exercise to a lower body exercise, or a push exercise, maybe a bench press to a pull exercise, like a lat pull down or a row.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Thanks for calling. Maggie and Madison, your turn now. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. How are you, Larry?
Good.
Great. I'd like to ask Dustin, I had a hip replacement 3 years ago, and I'm due to have the other one done. And I've lost 105 pounds in the past 2+ years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I want to keep that weight off, and I'd still like to lose a bit more, and I've hit a plateau. And, you know, with the hip replacement, plus I've had bilateral knee surgeries, there's a lot I can't do.
Yep.
No running, skipping, jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you have any suggestions for me.
Yeah, we had that caller with the husband with the ACL issues, and I'd kind of say the same thing. You can certainly do a lot of upper body exercises. Those will certainly be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then low intensity lower body exercises. So if biking doesn't hurt it, you can bike, swimming, or at least, you know, jogging or running in the pool shouldn't be too bad, or at least kicking. With your legs.
Yeah, I can definitely kick in a pool.
Yeah. And, you know, you can get the arms involved with that, too. Kind of run in place. High knees in the water. It's low impact. And
right.
It's just like sprinting on land. Maybe even harder than sprinting on land. I mean, in a minute, you're completely exhausted. So water is a great choice if you have joint problems.
Which was that?
Water. Just water in general.
Right. Pools.
Yep. And then, you know, maybe an elliptical machine. I don't know how those things feel, but they're lower impact. They still might bother your hip or knee, but ellipticals, bikes, and swimming.
There was one thing my physical therapist taught me, which is kind of a lunge walk, and I try to do that
several times
a week.
I would have not suggested just because I thought that would be too hard for it. But if that feels good, that's a great lower body exercise. You know, if you can handle squats are good too. I talked about step ups before. You know, it just depends on what your hip and knees can handle. But lunging, if you can handle it, lunges are great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks very much.
Good luck.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. And Jan in Delafield.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, good afternoon. I've been a mountain backpacker since I was in my teens, and I'm just coming up on 62. I work out at least 3 times a week, walking in a park with my pack, hilly park with my pack, and I do free weights for upper body at least 3 times a week, too. The thing is, I'm beginning to have knee and hip pain, which is remediable by physical therapy, but I'm concerned that somewhere down the road, this might wind up being a replacement. I would like to avoid that. So I'm looking for a fitness program that will let me continue to do backpacking for perhaps another 10 years, but avoid that hip replacement or knee.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're doing a lot of the right things. I would say, I mean, I know it's good to train with a backpack because that's what you would be doing, but if you did take that, you know, extra weight off the pack for at least your exercise and training portion, that might decrease the stress that you get on your knees and hips. So that would be one suggestion. But, you know, it sounds like, gosh, I don't know, that you're doing a lot of the right things. You know, it could be just, you know, 40 years of wear and tear on them too.
Yeah, I definitely believe that.
But, I mean, I'd say, it sounds like your legs are probably very strong based on all your walking and stuff and hiking. So that shouldn't be a problem. But I guess besides taking the backpack off, and, you know, I don't know if you have any personal weight to lose.
Not much.
Okay. So, you know, you're about as light as you can be. And that's one of the most important things, because people who are very overweight puts a lot more stress on the knees and can accelerate knee problems.
Good luck. Right. Thanks, Jan.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the call. You can join in, too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. We'll get you on pretty quickly. Someone wanted you to describe the ACL or the anterior cruciate ligament. What is the ACL? And
yeah, so the ACL is a ligament that attaches the two bones of the knee joint. And basically, it just creates stability there. And a lot of times, you know, it's usually an athletic sporting event where you twist it or you get sideswiped, and that actually tears off the bone. So it creates a lot of instability, and they have to go in. My sister just had it done a couple months ago, but they have to go in and reattach it. A lot of people just live with it without it getting reattached, and if you have decent muscular tone around the knee, it can stay pretty stable. But if you're going to be very active again, you need to definitely get it taken care of. So basically, it's just the connective tissue between the two joints.
All right, let's take some more calls. Andy in Appleton, we'll give you a shot now. Hi, Andy.
Hi. I'm calling from my car, so hopefully it's coming through. But I wanted to ask your guest if there's any recommendations for qualifications that we should be looking for when we're trying to pick a personal trainer.
Yep, yeah. Great question. You know, I definitely would recommend someone who is certified. There's a few very reputable ones. I'm through ACE, American Council on Exercise, ACSM, American College of Sports Medicine, and NSCM, National Strength and Conditioning Association, something like that. Those are some of the big ones. So definitely make sure that they're qualified through that. But, you know, if you are part of a gym already, I would just observe the trainers, because just because you're certified doesn't mean you're a good trainer. And you could be not certified and be a great trainer as well. But basically, that just means that you've got a basic knowledge of fitness and exercise. But so much of a personal trainer is the personality of that trainer. You've got to work well with them. You've got to trust them. You've got to enjoy working with them. So I would maybe ask, you know, all your friends, maybe a few of them have trainers, if they have any recommendations of people they like. And just, you know, try out different trainers just for a session. A lot of times they'll give you a free one to try out and just kind of see if you guys are on the same page or not.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Thank you, Andy. Brian and Thorpe, it's your turn now. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I was just wondering if Dustin trains other trainers to do these boot camps in other places in Wisconsin or any other areas besides Madison.
Good question. Well, this is the first year we've started them, and I have trained a few trainers. They're part of my staff that do a couple of camps around here. I'm always looking to expand. You know, like I said, this is just the first year, so I'm definitely interested in doing that type of thing. Basically, we just would need an interested group of people who want to do a boot camp, and then, you know, I would have to find a trainer that I liked in the area and that would be willing to do it. So best way to reach me is just through the website and through an email.
And that website would be madisonbootcamps.com.
Yep.
madisonbootcamps.com.
And I've also got one other thing, too. I do a lot with stay-at-home moms, and I teach a class called Mama Tone Fitness, and we do it at Supreme Health and Fitness, which is on the west side of Madison, and you don't need to be a member of the club to take part. But it's a great program for women. I designed just for women who, you know, are dealing with the issues that come with motherhood and childbearing, and it's very highly successful class. We've had over 150 women in the last 18 months go through the program, and we meet in the morning. So that's on my other website, dustinmaherfitness.com, and we meet at Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10:40 and Tuesday, Thursday at 8:20. And it's a punch card system, so you can come when you want. And we got free childcare for all moms out there.
All right. Betty in Madison, on to you. Hi, Betty.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question, Justin.
Yep.
I recently have started to advance my workout to include elevating my heart rate to about 120 and started wearing a heart rate monitor device during my workout.
Yep.
However, whenever I get off, like the elliptical machine or the treadmill to start working, doing some weight training on machines, my heart rate drops back down into the 80s. How can I maintain that heart rate. Once I get off the piece of equipment and have my heart rate at a decent level and start working on other machines.
Yeah, so I would, you know, are you lifting challenging weights with the machines?
I feel they're challenging for me.
Like, by the, you know, 10 reps, 12 reps, is it pretty much as hard as you can go? Or could you do, you know, 20 or 30 reps?
I've been doing about, well, it varies between 12 to 15. It depends upon what area I'm working on.
Yeah. And so by that last rep, it should be, you know, almost to complete failure with good form. So lifting challenging weights would be one thing. Next thing is to go from one exercise to the next with very little rest. And I would recommend doing a little bit more dumbbell exercises because they definitely usually incorporate more muscles. And the fourth thing would be to do exercises that work large muscle groups. If you're just doing like bicep curls on a machine or what other, some glute kickback exercise, they're working, you know, a very small amount of muscle. So guaranteed, if you start to do lunges, squats, push-ups, step-ups, shoulder presses, all those types of things, you'll definitely get that heart rate up and keep it up.
Dustin, thank you so much. Dustin Maher, our guest today. Take a look at his website, madisonbootcamps.com or dustinmaherfitness.com. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.